Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. It's all right. Jaya Gopi Janna Balaba Giri Varadhari. Gopi Janna Balaba Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Gopi Janna Balabha Giri Vardhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Vishnupad Paramahansa Pribra Jagacharya Jastotara Sata Shishimare Si Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Vrishtam Vishnupad Paramahansa Pribra Jagacharya Jastotara Sata Shishimare Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Kaimshikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Punitananda Shadvaita Gadara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Sadgo Swami Ki Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki. All glories to the devotees, all glories to the devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gaur. Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading a few verses, 41 up to the end of 45, 4. Kata Dumasya Saurabhyam Avaghaya Vajaukasha Kimidam Kuta Eveti Vadanto Vrajam Ayayu.
O
Upon smelling the fragrance of the smoke emanating from Puktana's burning body, many inhabitants of Vrajabhumi in distant places were astonished. "Where is this fragrance coming from?" they asked. Thus they went to the spot where Puktana's body was being burnt. Purport. The aroma of the smoke emanating from a burning fire is not always very favorable. Therefore, upon smelling such a wonderful fragrance, the inhabitants of Vraj were astonished. 42. Te tattarvani tango pai. Putana gamanadikam. Shutvatan nidanang swasti. Shishoscha shanso vishmita. Translation. When the inhabitants of Vraja, who had come from distant places, heard the whole story of how Puktana had come and then been killed by Krishna, they were certainly astonished. They offered their blessing to the child for his wonderful deed of killing Puktana. Nanda Maharaj, of course, was very much obliged to Vasudeva, who had foreseen the incident, and simply thanked him, thinking how wonderful Vasudeva was. 43. Nanda Swaputra Madaya Pretyaga Tamodaradhi Mudnyupagra Yaparamam Mudam Lebe Kurudbaha. So we'll read the word meanings here. Nanda. Maharaj Nanda. Swaputra Madaya. Taking his son Krishna on his lap. Precha Agatam. As if Krishna had returned from death. No one could even imagine that from such a danger a child could be saved. Udaradi, because he was always liberal and simple. Murni, on the head of Krishna. Upagraya, formerly smelling. Paramam, highest. Mudam, peace. Lebe, achieved. Kuru Udvaha. Okay, so we'll chant this more. Nanda Swaputra Madaya Pretyagata Mudaradi Mudnya Upagraya Paramam Mudam Lebe Kurudvaha. Okay, anybody. Nanda Saputra Madaya Pityagata Mudaradi Mordnyupagraya Parama Mudang Lebe Kurudvaha. Nanda Saputra Madaya Pretyagatamudadhi Mordnyupagraya Paramam Mudam Lebe Kurudvaha. Upagraya Paramam Hey ladies. Nanda Sutra Madaya Nugaradhi. More Purnya Purvagraya Paramam. Again, translation. On Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Kurus, Nanda Maharaj was very liberal and simple. He immediately took his son Krishna on his lap, as if Krishna had returned from death, and by formally smelling his son's head, Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss. Purport. Nanda Maharaj could not understand how the inhabitants of his house had allowed Putana to enter the house, nor could he imagine the gravity of the situation. He did not understand that Krishna had wanted to kill Putana, and that his pastimes were performed by Jogamaya. Nanda Maharaj simply thought that someone had entered his house and created havoc. This was Nanda Maharaj's simplicity. Verse 44. Yaitat putana moksham Krishna syarbakam adbhutam shunayat shudaya martyo Govinde labhate ratim. Translation. Any person who hears with faith and devotion about how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, had killed Putana, and who thus invests his hearing in such childhood pastimes of Krishna, certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Original Person. Purport. The incident in which the great witch attempted to kill the child but was killed herself is certainly wonderful. Therefore, this verse uses the word adbhuta, meaning specifically wonderful. Krishna has left us many wonderful narrations about him. Simply by reading these narrations as they are described in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one gains salvation from this material world and gradually develops attachment to and devotion for Govinda Adi Purusha. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Killing of Demon Putana. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Itangyad. Ukam Karoti Bachalam Bangulanga Tegringa Kipatam Hambande Shri Guru Nita Nam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Girada Shivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Well, this wind up this chapter. I just noticed how interesting this is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's putting a plug in for Krishna book. It's in the, in the Bhagavatam. Notice that? Interesting. So, throughout these four verses, 41, 42, 43, 44, we get this idea. Some words jumped out at me, but I'm sure if I had more time to think about it, other words would jump out at me. At the end, we hear this word, adbhuta. Adyadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam gayantananda samudra magna. So, wonderful. Tamadbhutam balakam. In the beginning of Krishna's appearance, it was described also this word. Very wonderful, amazing thing. Adbhutam. Tavakara kamala pare nakam adbhuta. Specifically wonderful. So specifically wonderful in that something wonderful, it's always specific. When I hear this specifically wonderful, I'm thinking it's wonderful in so many ways. Here it's specifically wonderful in this way, with this Putana story, but then this maybe so many other wonders. Tam adbhutam balakam, the birth of Krishna, now how he's killing this Putana, then Tavakara Kamala adbhuta, the Buddha, Prabhupada was describing this adbhuta word, particularly Tavakara Kamala Vare, because here we have a description that Kamala that Krishna's hands are very lotus, Nrisimhadeva, but he has these really sharp, kind of you don't want to get close to type nails. And they cut really sharp, Hiranyakashipu, you know, chiseled his, he's like an insect, you know, if we wanted to cut an insect, of course we don't do that, Vaishnavas, but he's compared to an insect, and you have this huge lion form of Krishna, and he has these lotus hands, Tavakara Kamala, Vare Nakam Abhutra, but his nails are really, watch out. So that's Adbhutam, Prabhupada said. That is really Adbhutam. That same time, he's so lotus-like, but fierce. Don't Keshava, Drita, Narahari Rupa. He's Keshava, wonderful Krishna, original Krishna. And but at the same time, he's appearing in these other forms. So although he's so wonderful for the devotees, but Adbhutam, so amazing that he's killing this. He's a little baby and soft Kamala, very like a lotus. But so for Nanda Maharaj, he couldn't even, as it says here, what to speak of us. At least Nanda Maharaj is in Krishna's pastimes. He's, for us, it's inconceivable. Ajadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam. This is one of the words used in Gajendra's prayers. It's chanted by many devotees. This particular verse is singled out. Ekantino yashina kanchanartam panchanti vai bhagavat prapana adyadbhutam. Those who are have achieved this great devotion, they chant samudra magna. They merge in these wonderful pastimes. They're not only adbhuta, but it says ati adbhuta. Way, way adbhuta. More adyadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam. All these leelas, they take great pleasure. They merge. Their consciousness merges. Samudra magna. So Gajendra, he compares it to an ocean of just bhakti rasamrita, the ocean of nectar. So the devotees are swimming and diving in this ocean. This is one of the adbhuta things. I think this word is in Gita 11th chapter. I actually forgot these verses, but don't mind if I try to look them up. In 11, I'm trying to see here. Anyone here know Bhagavad Gita by heart? In the beginning of the 11th chapter, let me see what word is it. Use that word. Aneka Vaktanayanam. I didn't check this out before. No, he's using these other words. He saw so many wonderful, unlimited visions. They're adbhuta. Vishvato mukam. So the universal form is very adbhuta also. The word is not used, but I'm sure it's used somewhere in the Gita. Adbhuta. Adbhuta is a very amazing thing. So here also, we're getting an idea of Nanda Maharaj's mood. Nanda kema karod. Brahman. There's one verse in the 8th chapter coming up. many acharyas have referred to this verse. How they're praising Nanda Maharaj and his, how fortunate he is. Nanda kema karod Brahman. And Yasoda va Mahabhaga and Yasoda stanam, that she fed Krishna with her breast milk. And Nanda Maharaj in his yard, Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking with Raghupati Upadhyaya. Raghupati Upadhyaya was a great Vaishnava poet. So Lord Chaitanya said, can you say something about Krishna? So he also spoke one very well-known verse about Nanda Maharaj, that Shutim apare smritim itare, that some persons, they worship the Shuti, that means the Vedas, Shruti Mitare, Smritim, the Smriti, the commentaries, and Bharatam Anye, Bhavanta Bhava Bita. Out of fear, they also praise the Mahabharata, they take shelter of it. But he said, I don't care about any of that. He said, Nanda Kema Karo Brahma, Yasya Lindi Param Brahma. I am interested in Nanda Maharaj and his mood and his wonderful relationship with Krishna, because in his courtyard, Krishna is just crawling like a little boy. He's the Param Brahma, but he's crawling like a little boy. So try to get that in your mind. That's a wonderful thing, very amazing thing. So this is what we hear. And also, the word is here described about Nanda Maharaj that he's Pityagatam Udaradi. Now, Nanda Maharaj can be described in so many ways, but particularly here, Shukadeva Goswami is describing him as Udaradi, because he's always very liberal and simple. Udaradi. Now, this reminds us also in the second canto that Shukadeva Goswami is he's responding to Parikshit Maharaj in the beginning. It's the third chapter, the heart, change of the heart, and of the second canto. And in the beginning of that first verse, there's described that Shukadeva was saying, now I'm responding to you. You asked me all about what someone should do at the time of death, who's on the threshold of death. So I've spoke that. Now, I mean, of course, he was going to speak more. The whole Bhagavatam is unfolding. But this is important, that we're on the threshold of death. So finally, he described in that third chapter, various, just to make it a little more interesting. In the beginning, you might wonder, it probably gives the explanation. He's saying, if you want so many things, Raja Kamal, Varun, you worship Brahma Vachasa Kamas too, you worship the Brahman effulgence, or you worship Lord Brahma Brihaspati, if you want any kind of wealth, fame, Pratishta, he gives all the different things, dating, the mistress of the material world, you worship her. For all your material desires, you can do that. But, finally, he says, whatever you want, akama sarvakamo ba moksha kamo daradi ti vena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. It's a very important verse. Because so many people are worshipping all these demigods, or they're interested in merging in the Brahman effulgence, whatever they do, but then Shukadeva is giving this very ti brahma bhakti yogena, with great force, you just take up bhakti yoga, then you get all of, what do you have? Akama? No desire, that's possible. Some people have no desires. Akama sarvakama. If you have all akama sarvakama ba, you have all desires. Very interesting. Sarvakama. Have all desires. I mean, we're so insignificant. Filled with material desire, so I guess we could only desire, even though if we're filled with it, but imagine having all desires. It's very interesting. Adbhuta. Srimad Bhagavatam is very wonderful. And therefore he says, Ti Raina. If so, Udaradi. Anyone who is Udaradi, as Nanda Maharaj is described here, if he's Udaradi, of course, he doesn't have Sarvakama, material desires, but he may have Sarvakama for Krishna. That's nice. All desires for Krishna. Akama sarvakama ba moksha kama. He wants only moksha. Whatever you are. Ti vena bhakti yogena. Worship Krishna. And we do that by bringing our mind here to Srimad Bhagavatam. If one gets a taste for this, Srimad Bhagavatam ishate. Because at the end of the Bhagavatam, there's so many things. Like we hear this last verse. Many times at the end of the chapter, there's Palashuti, Yaita Bhutana Moksham. Now it's described Moksham. Ah, Putana got Moksham. Very nice. Krishnash Arbakam Adbhutam. Shunaya Shudaya Martyo Govinda Labate Ratim. He'll get great attachment. Rati. Rati is a great word. Everyone should know this word. It means Kornakurya. Who will not be attracted? So attracted, and it also means a taste. There's so many things. So we want a taste, Rati. Rati also is a name for Cupid because he attracts the mind, but we're not interested in the mundane Cupid. Krishna is Kandarpa Koti, Kamaniya, Sarvedanta Shalam hi shi Bhagavatam ishite tad rasamrita tripta shananyatra shrad rati kvachit. He will not get have any more taste for the material world. So, same thing is said here. If you get a taste here, then the lower taste will be given up. Even in Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, yes, tatma rati avasyat atma triptash jamanava. That verse is there. That one has a taste. He's feeling pleasure within himself. Atmaritir avasyat atmaritriptash. He's satisfied in within himself. Atmaritamanava. What's the rest of that verse? Atmaritir avasyat atmaritriptash jamanava. Anyway, that verse goes on to say that one is completely satisfied. He has to have a taste. So we're after so many tastes within the material world. Everything is, let me taste this. We're trying to taste and smell. And fortunately, Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, they've come to give us the higher taste. Vishayavanivartante narahrasyadeena. That verse is there. That if one gets the higher taste, parandrishtva nivartate, then he'll give up the lower taste. But otherwise, it's impossible. Impossible to give up lower taste. But we have to taste. So Mahaprabhu, one of Krishna's Kaviraj's verses in the beginning of one of the chapters, he says, asvadyayasvadanam bhaktam. That Mahaprabhu, he's tasting, but his taste is so unlimited, is inconceivable, adbhutam. He's able to give us the taste. Asvadyasvadanam bhaktam. He's tasting asvadya means the taste also. And it's trickling down to all of us. Prema bhakti. And he's, that way we can all attain prema bhakti by his taste. That's all Mahaprabhu was doing, really, is tasting. He was in the association of his intimate associates, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy. It's not that he has to always speak either. When Ramananda Roy was speaking, Mahaprabhu was tasting it so much. And Ramananda Roy kept saying, what am I doing? I'm not speaking. I don't understand how this is going on. I can't say these things. You asked me things that and of course, Ramananda Roy was the most learned person, but still, he couldn't understand. How's this going on that I'm speaking these things? You're asking me things that I don't know, but I'm speaking them. It's all, I'm like a puppet dancing, giving me the mercy. So this rati is described in the beginning also of the Bhagavatam that Shama Evi Kevalam, one who doesn't get a taste for this bhakti, then all of his activities are just worthless labor only. Dharma Sunastita Pung Sang Vishvakshena Katas Not Padya Dridi Yadi Ratim Shama Evi Kevalam. If those things that we do any time of the day, and we all do them, don't provoke attraction, love, taste for these pastimes of Krishna for hearing, then they're worthless labor. Therefore, Jiva Goswami says then, so what should we do? Nashta Praeshva Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Simply take the association devotees, very simple thing. Someone could complain and say, wait a minute, this is really high stuff and most people won't do it. No. Jiva Goswami says, that's okay. Anyone can attend the Bhagavatam class. Anyone can, if he has already a taste, he can read on his own. Whatever he has to do to get the taste. Shrunayach. Shushushoshadadana Savasudeva Kataruchi. He has to get a ruchi, taste of Vasudeva. And how does he do it? Syan Mahatseva Avipra, Punyatirta Nishevana. He does some service for the Mahatseva. So one could say, well, I don't see Mahat. Where's Mahat? There's no Mahat. That you're a rascal fool. But the Mahats are there. You're so great, you don't require association of anybody. Then you do the service on your own. Mahat Kripa, Bina Kom. Without that mercy of the Mahat, there is no question of bhakti. But easy way is satam pasangam mamaviri samvidu bhavanti hitkana rasayana kata tad joshas pavagavatmani shadharati. That word is coming up again. By Kapila Dev, he's telling that satam pasang, you just get association. We're like tiny sparks. We can any time go off and go out. But we have to get to the fire. Fire is ignited. When the devotees come together, they're chanting, hearing. Then the taste increases. Then when the kirtan is fired up, everyone has a big, big taste. Otherwise, you don't have taste for kirtan. Jiva Goswami describes, Bahubhya Militva Yat Sankirtanam. Sam means together. This is a Sankirtan movement. There were funny times through the history of Prabhupada's teachings that people take like Harinam, Sankirtan, but they'll separate Harinam and Sankirtan. Then they'll say, well, we're going for Harinam and somebody else is going for Sankirtan. What do you mean? Sankirtan, that was book distribution. Then gradually Sankirtan, the book distribution get replaced by just giving out something. Some hat or something. Prabhu, you're going for Sankirtan? Yes, I'm glorifying hats today. But this is not Sankirtan. But because Harinam is actually, you can't go to Harinam, but you have to be in Harinam. I mean, Harinam is the Harinam. But yeah, you can be in it. So the Harinam Sankirtan, we don't want to like separate that. It's the Harinam Sankirtan where everyone comes together, not separate. If you stay alone, Prabhupada said, then you're in a great hallucination if you think you're making advancement. And if you stay alone, he said, you'll simply think of Maya. Alone thinking. Don't imitate that Thakur Haridas is chanting and like that. That happened. After a while, we advance naturally. Natural flow, Prabhupada called it the natural flow of Sankirtan. Or then one can chant more and more rounds on his own. He's happy. Atma triptascha manava. Atma nyevicha santushtas tashikaryam navijate. Then tashikaryam navijate. Then he has nothing else to do in the material world. But this is gradual. More and more one builds his taste. Also we see that Mahaprabhu in his prayers, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patita mamishami bhavambuddha. He's associating Krishna. Of course, he is Krishna as devotee. But he's giving our very nice Shikshastakam. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam. That Nanda Maharaj, you're the son of Nanda Maharaj. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishamebhava. I've fallen in this horrible ocean of material world. Please pick me up as a dust particle. Patita Mam Vishamebhava Mudal. Kipaya Tava Parapankaja Stita Duli Shudasham. Just one tiny dust particle. I'm like one tiny dust particle. So this is there in the Shikshastakam. How to get a taste. Taste means get together with the devotees and the taste will increase. Shinvaya Shradaya Nityam. Always. Bhagavan Vidaya. And then Bhagavan's already in the heart. He will expand. Krishna used this word himself as Vishnu. When Lord Brahma, if you see 9th chapter, 3rd canto, Lord Brahma's prayers for creative energy, wow, whoo, so nice. Lord Brahma, I mean, you have the Brahma Sangita, that's so nice. But then, how many lifetimes can we relish this? Millions of lifetimes. Lord Brahma's his also prayers for creative energy. And those prayers are full of wonderful instructions. And after he spoke them, Krishna said something. Yes, you have done right. Your prayers are very much well received by me. Because the goal of life is rati. To develop this rati, this taste. Like Brahma has shown. Priti, rati, love and taste. Shraddha, rati, first. Shraddha, there's faith. And then rati, taste. And then bhakti. Of course, not that we give up taste. When you get bhakti, you don't lose your taste. Just that the taste is increased more and more till you get pure bhakti. Anukramishate, in this order. But without getting first the taste, then we don't get real bhakti either. That's telling us something. And there's steps in between. You can't skip from just a little rutty, little taste, but it's like one doesn't get, you know, $5, and first he gets $5, and he gets 100,000, million, like that. But he doesn't lose the million. He still has the million, but he's increased to billions and billions. Therefore, when Prabhupada was asked, what is this taste, this mercy? Then he said, just like if I give you $100,000. So he forced, Guru Das was asking, and he pushed his hand into his belly. Imagine Prabhupada push his hand into your belly like that. Guru Das was giggling, and I think I wasn't there, but he said he was giggling. And he pushed his hand and he said, just like I give you, here, take this. So somebody's walking in the street and they suddenly give you $100,000. Oh, nice. Okay. Of course, nowadays you might say, wait a minute, I want a million. Of course, that's another thing. But during Prabhupada's time, 100,000 was still worth something. Nowadays you go, wait a minute, what's this? Hey, wait a minute, come back. Only 100,000. But still. So that is Mahaprabhu. He's giving all the jewels. He's standing in the ocean. Even nobody wants to even go in the ocean. What's that? Ocean of bhakti? No taste. Still, he's standing and just splashing and making huge waves in this, inundating the material world. When he was speaking with Sanatana Goswami like that, he said, well, Sanatana, I don't know, you distracted me. I was going to say something, but now you got me all distracted because of your association. Now I have become mad, you know. And Sanatana, he became more mad. You can imagine that conversation. So he said, but still, only one drop, Eka Bindu Dio. We pray to the Acharya that Eka Bindu Dio, just give me one drop of that mercy, of that taste. Give me some taste. Aparadaguchi, Sudanamaruchi. I want a taste. Like when Rupa Goswami was speaking with all the devotees, so advanced devotees, Ramananda Roy, Srup Damodar, and Sarvabhoma, everyone, all. And Rupa Goswami was there. They didn't know, supposedly, who was Rupa Goswami. And then he was speaking all these wonderful verses. So that one verse about the holy name, the taste, when one gets the taste for the holy name, he had, Krishna's Kaviraj himself repeat three times in one chapter. Three times. Tunde tandamani ratim vatanate tundavlilabde karna krodha kadambani vidayate karnabhide. That verse, that one, I can't taste it enough. I need thousands and millions of mouths just to taste, to taste, to taste. Please. This is the aspiration, devotees, just to want to taste. There's so much to taste. All these various verses and all the pastimes. And the taste is increasing. Anandam buddhivardhanam. Chaitadarpanam marjanam bhavamahadavagnivar shayakarava chandrika vidam. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam. At every test, at every step, it's increasing, amazingly enough. And Rupa Goswami, he's the topmost devotee, he's Rupa Manjari. And he's still saying, I want millions of mouths, billions of ears. Chaita prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam. Prabhupada quoted this verse on one morning walk. Chaita prangana sangani. When it enters the courtyard of your heart, inside the inner chamber, sada hridaya kandare, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in there, Chaita prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kratim. It conquers those senses. That means your mundane senses won't act anymore. When you so filled up, want more and more, especially the holy name, hearing, shunayat, shraya, with faithful, then no jane janita. We don't know what these, Rupa Goswami says, no jane. I don't know. Rupa Goswami says he doesn't know. No jani, janita. How much janita means produce. Janita kya amrita bir krishnaiti varnat. Krishna, Krishna iti. Krishna, these two syllables. We don't know how much nectar it's producing. Going on and on and on and on and on. No jani, janita kya bir amritai. So much amrita. And here it's talking about Martyo, that Krishna supposedly came back from the dead. So this is Martyo Loka. We want to get out of this situation. But that's there, available even right now. by getting the taste for the amrit, amrita, svada. It gives a pornamrita svada, it gives a taste for this amrit. Then we won't have taste for the mundane. But the only way is to get this higher taste. So that's what's being benedicted here, this verse also. Govinda labhate ratim. Very nice verse also in the third chapter. That, I think verse 12. Gyanam apati nivritti gunomi chakram. When one gets more and more knowledge, vidyavadu jivanam. Prabhupada said, actually, vidyavadu jivanam means more and more vidya. That your knowledge about Krishna, and not mundane knowledge, but the more you get the nectar about Krishna. I mean, come on. Our acharyas, they're not fools. They have a lot of knowledge about Krishna. This is not mundane knowledge. It's not that one is simply doing service and he doesn't have knowledge, but there's taste. Or else he can't do all the service. Just like I just read again about Jayananda. Well, he was asked to give class. They had a big festival in San Diego for Govardhan Puja. So Vishnu John, Samal Krishna came with Radha Jamara. Jayananda came with Bhakti Das back from San Francisco. Gunagrahi was the president. So Gunagrahi asked, he never met Jayananda. He said, oh, Prabhu, you give class? Please give class. He said, no, I can't give class. I'm not qualified. I have to study. And so Gunagrahi asked him the next day. He said, no, I'm too busy. I can't give class. So it means he doesn't have knowledge? No. He's putting on the whole festival. He had, just before that, he fell asleep, maybe sometime before. He's doing so much for 1974 Rath Yatra. And Bhakti Das said, you have to come. Bhakti Das said, you come and see Prabhupada. No, I'm too busy. So he dragged him. He sat down in the back and fell asleep immediately. Hadn't slept in 3-4 days, you know. So people turned around and said, oh, Jayananda's sleeping. Prabhupada said, don't wake him up. He's doing more than all of you together. So that's sammahat sevaya viprapun. That's taste. How could he do more than all of them together? Prabhupada said it. He's doing more than all of you together. Hundreds of devotees. That's a taste. So one doesn't have to display any kind of, you know, special, that type of knowledge. But our acharyas, they're displaying like that also, though. So they'll have a taste. Vidyavadu jivanam, it's increasing more and more. It's unlimited. Adbhutam. Okay, so questions, comments.
Can you explain the difference between Rati and Ruchi? The difference between Rati and Ruchi?
Rati and Ruchi? Well, they're synonymous many times. Yeah, I was thinking they're sometimes synonymous, sometimes they have specific meanings, but I'm not a Sanskrit expert, so I won't be able to say exactly. But Ruchis is mentioned in that progression. Rupa Goswami says, Ado Shraddha Tata Sarasanga. Ruchi is a stage. He used that word. So that's for us to figure out. If anybody has a better answer, you can give a Sanskrit, Marumati, or a Sanskrit scholar. Yeah. And also Rati is more attraction and attention. It's given so many meanings. By reading the Prabhupada, gives so many meanings to that word. Where Ruchi, it may be more specific. Like she said. Definitely there's a difference, but you know, when sometimes you read commentaries, although we're not Sanskrit scholars, they give words and they try to explain and they say like that. This is a synonym. In this particular case, it'd be a synonym. It may not apply in other cases, but there's unlimited situations that we can, you know. Anything?
When you're talking about the taste, it seems like the whole progression of Krishna consciousness is the development of that taste. And then I remembered that there was a a purport in the Bhagavatam, third canto, second chapter, text 6, where Srila Prabhupada explained that the Bhakta Lata Bija, that Bija is actually taste. And he explained how you take that taste, you put it in your heart, you fence it all around, you water it by hearing and the association devotees, and then you have to watch out for the weeds that are grow while you're developing your taste, that the taste doesn't get distracted into profit, all the
That's
other...
That's the seed growing into the bhakti creeper.
Yeah, and then the leaves and... Then
and you water it by... Shravan Kirtan Jale, Korya Se Chan. So, and as it says here, hearing and chanting, that's the water.
And then there's buds, and then there's flowers, and then the fruits. So
and it goes up through the material universe, goes through the coverings of the universe, Bedi, it penetrates, and then grows around the lotus feet of Krishna.
And then you
but that could happen anytime. Get ready.
It's a very fascinating because it says then you can be in the spiritual world while you're still here and still be completely by that taste.
Anything else?
My memory is not the greatest, but the in the purport, Nanda Maharaj is described as simple, and there was another quality.
Liberal.
I was wondering if you could elaborate a little.
That's
more
in the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter. Udara sarva eva iti jani tvatmai vimei mitam astita sa yuktatma. First, he gives the description of different artojik jasa artarti, the four types of persons that come to Krishna. And then Krishna says, they're all undoubtedly good and liberal. But amongst them, he says, jani tvatmai vimei mitam. The jani, he is the best, anutamam, gatim. Because then Prabhupada gave a description, either Prabhupada or I was reading Acharya's, they're saying, that's why I was thinking of Jayananda and how inconceivable that is, because many times the Acharya's, they'll favor the most learned, like their successor will be the most learned. When we hear that Baladeva Vidyavishan, he is the successor Acharya after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Obviously, he was so learned. I mean, and who's the successor after Bhakti Sananda, very learned. So that's favored, but then again, the realization is there, you know. I was just thinking of Jayananda was so inconceivable. He didn't want to give class. He wasn't a big speaker. But Prabhupada said, he's doing more than all of you. So what was your question?
But what does it mean?
It's simple. So
liberal.
Jayananda was simple, like Nanda Maharaj. The gopis are always described as simple, not Vedic scholars. And even Arjuna, that he's not a Vedantist, Prabhupada said. He's simply a bhakta. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam. Therefore, rahasyam, because you're not envious, therefore I'm giving you the most confidential. So, Udaradi, what?
So what does liberal exactly mean here?
Liberal means Mahatma. He's liberal. Sometimes the devotees are liberal different ways. That's also Adbhuta. Bhakti Siddhanta was very, very liberal, but Vajradapi Katora Rani, just like a thunderbolt, also. But that's his liberality also. But other times, but he's giving it. See? Just see. Other rascals they're keeping. Saraswati Kala, this one verse that Prabhupada used to quote, you have knowledge, but you're keeping hidden. It was described about Devaki. That she was now like knowledge in, or a flame in a pot. You couldn't see. People, it was hidden from the world. But one is liberal, he gives it out. Gives it out. Here, take it. Just like when Yamunacharya was chanting publicly and his guru said, why are you doing like that? I told you not to do. He said, no, you said it's good. I'm giving it out. I don't care. So liberal. That's liberal. But doesn't mean that he's liberal that, I mean, Prabhupada came, he was liberal. Chant 16 rounds. Bhakti Siddhanta said 64. That's liberal. Huh? Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere too fast. Because he said, okay, 64 rounds. Wow, Swamiji, forget it. We can't do it. But he's liberal. Okay, you do 16. And Prabhupada took up the slack. Okay, you don't do 16, but you're out in the street 8 hours a day chanting. Trick number one. Okay. You don't chant 16 rounds out in the street. chant for everybody. It's funny because I was thinking, you just reminded me, you reminded me, but I always think, when I was in Hawaii, California, I was completely crazy. I had so many friends, and one guy I hadn't seen, but I later saw him in Hawaii before I joined. His name, he had a funny name, but he was a gigolo, very suave hippie, you know, very clean and everything. So he happened to walk by, we were doing Harinam, and in front of the library on 42nd Street in 1973, and I told him, well, I'm getting ready to go to India. You know, he'd already been to India, a world traveler, you know, guy. I hadn't seen him in like 5-6 years. So he had like blonde hair, very clean cut, but, you know, long. But so he said, oh, you're going to India, huh? You should be careful, you know, Indians are very clever. And I said, what do you mean? More clever than anyone or Westerners? He said, well, I don't think anybody in India could have got you out here in a dhoti chanting here in front of the library. I always remember that. Anyway, that's something. Just an anecdote. I mean, he had no real super realization, but he immediately said, I don't think anybody, even Indian, could get you out here chanting like this. But that's one special Indian also. But, you know, that's... Prabhupada was very liberal in that way. But liberal means we could interpret as liberal giving out this Krishna consciousness. Liberal in that way. Doesn't mean that he's liberal, you do whatever you want. You have to matatopat. That's another interpretation. Or liberal, democratic, liberal of politics that, yes, we kill children in the womb because we're so liberal. You're so liberal that you kill your own kid? Oh, you're very liberal. You're not liberal toward your kid in the womb, though. You're demon number one. You think you're so liberal. If anyone's tweaking the word liberal to mean anything these days, liberal, liberal, liberal. Hey, the liberal. You know, this is what the right wingers say about the left wingers. They're liberal. Spending money, killing kids. They're right about that one. They think they're liberal because they kill their own children. So we're not liberal like that. So liberal have so many meanings, huh? Udaradi. Okay, anything else, Jai?